Avishai David, Parshas Kisavo. The Ramban, in his Perush al Torah, cites a rather distinctive explanation for the brachas and klalos that appear in Parshas Kisavo, or more specifically, the klalos. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kisavo, and it mentions a litany of klalos, and the explanation of the Ramban is initially formulated in Parshas Bechukosai and further explicated in Parshas Kisavo. The approach of the Ramban is sensational. It's almost a kind of prophetic historical code, Divrei Nevuah, and very much dovetails with the Ramban's dictum that he develops in Parshas Lech Lecha of Maise Avos Simen Lebonim. The other Ramban, on a foundation of Divrei Chazal, that Avraham Avinu was told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tzeyu Kvoshes HaDerech Lefnei Banecha. Avraham Avinu, of course, is the pioneer, the trailblazer of the history of Klal Yisrael, of which each of the Avos and Imos contributed. So here the Ramban, in sync with that seminal, fundamental premise, continues along those lines. The Ramban comes to a maskana that the Parsha Bechukosai relates, says the Ramban, to the Churban HaMikdash of the first Beis HaMikdash. And Parshas Kisavo, opines the Ramban, alludes to the lengthy galus following upon the heels of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. This position is very much sui generis to the Ramban and actually elicited sharp reactions from other Gedolei Rishonim, such as the Ababanel and others, who did not necessarily concur with this conclusion of the Ramban. The Ramban, however, adduces a number of proofs, a number of rayas for his position. At the outset of the brachas in Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah has the following comment. The Torah says, V'nosati mishkoni b'sochechem. Hashem says, I'm going to place my mishkon among you. V'lo sigal nafshi eschem. I'm not going to reject you. V'salachti b'sochechem. I'm going to walk among you. V'yisi lochem l'lokim. And I'll be, in effect, a God unto you, Vatem to you, Lilom, and you're going to be my people. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeis Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. Miyos Lahem Avadim, there, of course, you were slaves. Veshbor Motos Uchem, I broke the yoke that you were under, and it led you in a erect, stately kind of fashion. This is in Vayikra, Perek Chavav, Sukim Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. It's fairly evident that these psukim do not relate to Bayisheni, to the period of the Second Commonwealth, because at that juncture, Klal Yisrael did not benefit yet from a state of freedom, from a state of absolute sovereignty, nor at that point did they merit Hashua Sashchina. After that, in Parshas Michlkosai, the Torah continues the words of Teichacha. There the Torah says, Im lo yisishmu li, v'lo sasu es kol ha-mitzvos ha'ele. Hashem says, if you don't listen to me, if you don't perform all of my commandments, v'im b'chukosai timasu, if you consider my chukim, my decrees to be loathsome in nature, v'im es mishpotai tigal nafshechem, if your very being rejects my mishpatim, my ordinances, levilti asol says kol mitzvosai lahafrechem es brisei, so that you don't perform my commandments and you annul my bris, my covenant. This is in Vayikra, Berchavov, Psukim Yudalit and Tezvov. So here the Torah speaks about hafaras habris. It speaks about annulling a covenant. The Ramban, in his Perush al Torah, based on Psukim in Yemiyahu Hanavi, the Ramban writes the following, and I cite the Lashon of the Ramban. V'davah hobein, says the Ramban, no one understand, ki ha'olo seile, these curses, yirmoz the golos rishon, refers to the first golos, ki bebayis rishon, hoyu kol divrei abris hazois, ha'golos v'ha'geula mimenu. In the first Beis HaMikdash, all the elements of this bris, of this covenant, were extant, namely the golos and the redemption from it. Shekein tire b'teichocho she'omar, if you examine the words of rebuke, so there we find, says the Ramban, v'im b'chukosai timosu, v'im es mishpotai tigal nafshechem, v'omar lahafrechem es brisi, the above pasuk that I mentioned, v'hiskir bohem, the Torah mentions, b'mos v'chamonim v'gilgulim, it mentions bomos and sun idols and other sundry types of idolatry. Ki hoyu ovdi avodah zarah v'oseh kol haros, because they were idol worshippers and did all these terrible things. V'hu shoma, that's what the Torah says, v'ashimosi es mikdishechem v'lo riach v'riach nichochachem. Torah says, I'm going to make your sanctuaries desolate. I'm not going to savor your satisfying aromas. Yasser Abraham, the Torah warned us. L'salik b'hem mikdosho, v'kibul ha-korbanon shiyu l'ratzon lo'i b'migdash ahu. The migdash will be removed, chas v'shalom, and the acceptance of the korbanos will be negated. V'onshim aleihem cherev, v'chayara, v'dever, v'rov, v'golos b'sof, and will be at the end, the Ramban says, punishments of the sword, wild animals, plagues, hunger, and golos will come to fruition. Kizeh yasham kasher ba beferish besefer Yirmiyahu. That's what the Nabi Yirmiyahu prophesied explicitly. The Omar begolos, the Ramban goes on to say, when we are going to be in exile, so the Torah then says, "Oz tirtze ha'ores es shapso sel kol yimei hoshamot tishbos es asher lo shofso shohu shnos ha'golos bishonim asher bitlu ha'shmitos." Essentially, the Ramban says the correspondence between the 70 years that we didn't observe Shemitah and the 70 years of golos that we suffered. Mida keneged mida. Quid pro quo. And all that is explicitly embedded in the prophecy in the Navi Yirmiyahu. V'chein amar ha'kosev b'golos ahu l'malos d'var Hashem b'fid Yirmiyah ad ratzah ha'aretz eshap soseh kol yimei ha'shama l'malos shivim shana. Rabban refers to Psukim in Divrei Hayomim, the second Sefer of Divrei Hayomim, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Kein Hisro Bahem. This is what Hashem warned us. That's what happened. So therefore, the Ramban clearly has contrasted the Geula of Parshas Michlkosai. There's a Kesher of that geula with that of Kisavo, but essentially Golos Babel corresponds to Pashas B'chukosai. Rabban goes on, and when he makes the analogy between the geula of B'chukosai and that of Kisavo, he says that in B'chukosai we have a reference to the Bris Avos and to Eretz Yisrael. And he writes the following. Lo sheyimchol avonam v'yislach hatosam v'yosiv v'abosam kekedem. It's not that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to forgive our sins and once again will restore the Ava, the love that exists between us and Hashem Yisbarach. V'lo sheyesov es nidcheyem, and not that there will be an ingathering of the exiles. Ki kein hoya balosim mibavel. Because that was the situation when we returned from Babel. A paucity of Jews returned from Babel in tremendous poverty under the yoke of the Persian government. Nor does it say in B'chukosai that Hashem will totally forgive our sins and restore this idyllic relationship that we have with Him. Nor does it say that we're going to have a complete tshuva. So what does it say, says the Ramban? The Ramban comments, Rak sheyiz vadu avoinam b'avoin avesam. There'll be a kind of vidui. V'chalei ledvorim brurim b'bris b'zayishu b'emes yirmos legolos rishon v'agula mimenu. So the Ramban contrasts, essentially, Parsha Zechukosai, we go to Babel. And then the Ramban goes on and describes Parsha Kisavo. Here, the tshuva is going to be of an ideal nature. And the restoration of the relationship between ourselves and Hashem Yisbarach will be of the optimal nature. And the Ramban goes on to prove this from Psukim. When the Torah speaks about Golus, so the Lashon of the Psukim, Ve'hefitzcha Hashem b'chol ha'amim mikzei ha'aretz yakzei ha'aretz, we're going to be literally scattered, dispersed. And he writes further, citing the Psukim, both in Perek Chav Ches, Psukim Samach Dalid, and Samach Hei, Uvagoyim Ahem, Lo Sagia, Lo Yem Manuach Lechaf Aglecha, once we are in Golus, we'll have no respite, no Menucha. V'nasan Hashem L'chosham, Leib Ragoz, V'chayon Einayim, V'davon Nofesh, V'yu Chayecha Tluim L'cha Mineged, U'fachadeto Laila V'yomam, V'lo Samim V'chayecha. There'll be a dread, a quaking fear. And this, of course, is completely markedly different than the Techocha and Parshas B'chukosai. Here, the dispersal is of an absolute nature, and we don't see any connection to the Shemitah idea that we mentioned earlier, and there's also no defined, demarcated period of time for Golos. Hashem is going to carry us, as the Pasuk says in Kisavo, from one end of the earth to the other. And the Ramban again cites the Psukim here in Kisavo, Pasuk Memtes, Yisra Hashem Alecha Goy Mirachog Bitzei Oretz Kasher Yideh HaNosher Goy Asher Lo Sishma Lishono Goy Asponim Asher Lo Yisofonim Lezokein Benar Lo Yachon. This obviously does not relate to Golos Babel, because there, we understood the language. We weren't scattered from one end of the earth to the other. But here, we are talking about a totally different Golus. Not Babel, not Ashur, but rather Golus of Rome, as it's known, but not Golus Babel. In Babel, we knew the Babylonian language, and therefore here we're talking about a completely different Golus. And the Ramban goes further.
Here the pasuk says, "Yolei Hashem Yischa b'es Malkecha Hashem Tokim Alecha El Goya Shelo Yadato Atov Avosecha." Hashem is going to lead you and your king, whom you'll set up over yourself, to a nation that you never knew, neither you nor your forefathers. And the Rabban says that refers to the appointment of Agrippus HaMelech, who went to Rome. Agrippus, says the Rabban, lo yaroi limloch. He wasn't worthy of being a melech. V'asu ha-yolios melech ha-yisom b'din Torah. From a Torah standpoint, was an illegitimate king. Aval hakimu aleim hu v'abaisav shalok hados. He was conferred as king illicitly and illegally. In other words, in a word, we can summarize the position of the Ramban by stating that despite the overall similarity between the two Tochachos and even duplication of some of their klolos, some of their curses, in the very essence, the Ramban says, they are markedly different. The reading of the Ramban and his understanding of the Psukim is extraordinary. And in one respect, passionately heartwarming. However, as mentioned above, most of the Rishonim disagree with his analysis, and they basically see in the Techocha of Kisavo a general review and recapitulation of that which is found in Parshas Chukosai. It appears to me, Lefian Yuzdaiti, that there's another allusion in the Psukim themselves to support the position of the Ramban. We have a klal that Chazal tell us, Ein Teichocha B'lidire Nechama. One cannot simply go ahead and give Teichocha, chastise and rebuke, without also at the same time providing some chizuk, consolation, or in the language of Chazal, Small Deichek, Yomim Mekariv. This is a general, a very significant principle when it comes to chinuch. One can push away with the left hand, namely, give Teichacha, but at the same time, one has to make sure that there's the right hand available to strengthen, pick up the pieces, provide chizuk, and the like. So, the Teichacha in Parshas B'chul Kosai culminates with words of vidui and nechama. Namely, the Torah says, V'hisvadu es abeinam es abein abeisam b'malam asher mo'alu bi v'yav asher holchu imi b'keri afani elechim on b'keri ve'vesi osam b'eretz ve'yem. O oz yikon alav avam he'arel, v'oz yirtzu es avinam, v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'yav es brisi Yitzchok, v'yav es brisi Abram, eskor, v'yoretz eskor. The dialectical interplay between Shmol Doicheg and Yomim Mekarei is critical. There cannot be a Teichacha without some accompanying Nechama. A Rebbe or a Navi has no right or authority to lash out, to castigate, without simultaneously coming, so to speak, and offer divrei chizuk. Hashem is baruch upon the heels of both tochachos, articulates words in the chama. So in Parshas B'chul Kosai, as we just noted, the Torah writes, we're going to confess our averos and the sin of our forebears, b'malum Hashem mo'alu bi, for the treachery with which they betrayed Hashem is baruch, and also for behaving towards Hashem Yisbarach with a certain kind of casualness. And Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Bemida shada modi nilo, you treat me casually, I'll also behave towards you with casualness. And I'll bring you into the land of your enemies, and perhaps then, levavam he'orel will be nichna, your unfeeling heart will be humbled, and Oz Yirtzu Esavonam, you'll gain appeasement for the sins that you did. And then Hashem will remember, V'zachad Yes Brisi Yaakov, V'yavaz Brisi Yitzhak, V'yavaz Brisi Avram, Eskor, V'oretz Eskor. So the elements of Nechama encompass Vidui, remembering the covenant, and their uncircumcised heart,
hopefully becoming contrite. When we look in Parshas Kisavo, we don't encounter elements of Nechama. But in Parshas Nitzavim, which is an extension of Parshas Kisavo, as the Rishonim point out, there we witness words of Nechama that are considerably more intense than those that are found in the first Toichacha in Parshas Bechukosai. In contradistinction to the Levavam Ha'orel Sheyikona, to the uncircumcised heart becoming contrite, in Parshas Nitzavim, there the Torah speaks of Hashem is Barach, Umol Hashem Elokecha, Es Levav Echavi, Es Levav Zarecha. Hashem will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring. And there's a well-known Ramban there, Barichus. Ramban speaks about Milas Halev, not simply Hachnoas Ha'orla, but circumcising the heart. And that, the Ramban says, addresses the glorious future of Klal Yisrael, when we restore to the Matzav of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, a Matzav of Gan Eden, a Matzav where we have no Bechira L'tzad Hara, but the Bechira is only L'tzad HaTov, which is the ideal Bechira, that we're only going to move in the right direction. And that's what the Torah addresses in Parshas Nitzavim. There's a famous Masera that said over in the name of Hagoyin Rab Yitzhak Isaac Alevi Herzog Zechatzag Libracha. There will not be a Churban Bayis Shlishi. What is the basis for this Masera? I always understood that ostensibly, prima facie, this is based on the Ramban, undergirded by the superstructure of the aforementioned Ramban that I just discussed. Even Harav Kahaneman, Zechatzag Debracha, the Ponovich Rav, who established the yeshiva in Ponovich, we know that he performed an act akin to that of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, during the Churban, instructs that we should purchase land. And so too the Ponovich Rav, in a time of war, world war, purchased property in Eretz Yisrael for a pittance, and queried about the rationality of this act, he replied, I am certain there will not be a third Churban. This Velchan of Yirmiyahu HaNavi and the Ponovich Rav is a remarkable lesson in Amun and Bitochen. At that juncture, the German army was advancing toward the gates of Leningrad. The future was bleak, unclear. So the Techacha of Parshas Kisavo, that's an offshoot, an outgrowth of Parshas Nitzavim, tells us the following. And the Pasuk says it. Vayichaf Hashem Baratzahi, lo v'yoleas kol haklola k'suva v'sefer hazeh. The anger of Hashem flared against Eretz Yisrael to bring upon it the entire curse that's written in this Sefer. Vayitshem Hashem yalad mosom ba'af uvechemo v'ketzav gadol. Hashem removed them from their soil with anger, with wrath, with great fury. Vayashlichim al Eretz Acheres kayem hazeh. This is in Perek Chav Tes, Psukim Chavov, Chav Zayin. And if one might ask, to when is this situation going to endure? The Torah answers, Hanistoros Hashem Elokeinu. The hidden sins are for Hashem. Vaniglos lanu levanenu ad olam. Lasos es kol divrei haTorah hazos. The revealed averas are for us and for our children forever to carry out all the words of the Torah. Not for naught was the culmination of the Techacha in Kisavo juxtaposed to the Pasha of Tshuva and the Kibbutz Golios of Pasha Nitzavim. The Torah tells us we will come back to Hashem Yisbarach, and as a result, He will come back to us
B'midah shel nemeidin, mother didn't know. And the Ramban ends his words in Kisavo with the following sensational statement. V'haftocho gedela b'soif v'hoyo ki yavo alecha galad v'roi me'ele. There's a great promise at the end of Kisavo. V'ashivo Yisrael v'avecho. You'll take it to heart. V'shavto ad Hashem elokecho. You'll return to Hashem. V'shav Hashem elokecha shevusecha v'lichamecha. And that's the end of the parsha. The Ramban says, "V'zois azhora b'remez legoluseinu zeh b'legula shleima." This is a remez to the golus and the ultimate geula that we're going to be zochet to. Yehi ratzon, let it be the will of Hashem Yisbarach that we should be zochet to realize and fulfill the words of the Ramban. We should return to absolute tshuva that not only exhausts itself in the act of vidui and contrite hachnoas levavim ha'arel, but also in the milas ha'lev, the circumcision of the heart, a total return to Hashem through the medium of tshuva, alavai, that this act of tshuva, of milas ha'lev, should occur in Yetz Hashem, Bekarov, and we should be zeicha to be mekayim the pasuk, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha b'noshuva, and when that will happen, Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem, Omein, Kein, Yehi Rotzon.